You're listening to New Technia. A single LSD-derived dose shows phase 3 promise against major depression. Definium Therapeutics reported that a single dose of DT120 significantly reduced major depression symptoms 6 weeks after treatment in a phase 3 trial. The findings could advance psychedelic medicine toward regulatory review, but full peer-reviewed data, long-term safety and independent confirmation remain essential. A single supervised dose of an LSD-derived medicine has produced positive top-line results in a phase 3 trial for major depressive disorder. Definium Therapeutics said its orally disintegrating DT120 tablet met the study's primary endpoint, with symptom improvement remaining measurable weeks after the drug's acute psychoactive effects had ended. The 30-second summary. Definium Therapeutics reported that a single dose of DT120 significantly reduced major depression symptoms 6 weeks after treatment in a phase 3 trial. The findings could advance psychedelic medicine toward regulatory review, but full peer-reviewed data, long-term safety and independent confirmation remain essential. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. What the trial reported. The eMERGE study compared DT120 with placebo in adults with major depression. 6 weeks after treatment, the company reported an 8.1-point placebo-adjusted difference on the Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale, a clinician-administered measure of symptom severity. The result met the primary endpoint with high statistical significance. Top-line data also indicated that benefit persisted, though weakened, through 12 weeks. The study evaluated a single dose rather than daily administration, which distinguishes the approach from conventional antidepressants. How can one dose last for weeks? DT120 is derived from lysergide, commonly known as LSD, and acts strongly on serotonin 5-HT2A receptors. Researchers hypothesize that psychedelics may temporarily increase neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize connections, creating a period during which rigid patterns of mood and cognition can shift. This remains an active area of research. A lasting clinical response cannot be explained simply by the hours-long psychedelic experience, and scientists are still investigating the biological and psychological mechanisms involved. Single administration. Treatment is delivered once under supervision rather than taken every day. Delayed assessment. The main result was measured 6 weeks later, not during intoxication. No routine psychotherapy protocol. The company designed the program to evaluate the medicine without a required course of adjunctive psychotherapy. Why phase 3 matters? Phase 3 trials are intended to provide the large-scale evidence regulators use to judge whether a treatment's benefits outweigh its risks. Positive results at this stage carry more weight than small exploratory studies, but a company announcement is not equivalent to a peer-reviewed publication or regulatory approval. Another phase 3 study and a complete analysis of safety and efficacy will be important. Regulators may also examine how treatment centers screen patients, supervise dosing, manage challenging psychological reactions, and prevent inappropriate use. Safety cannot be separated from delivery. LSD can produce intense changes in perception, anxiety, confusion, and cardiovascular effects. Psychedelic treatments are generally studied in carefully selected patients under professional observation. They are not comparable to unsupervised recreational use, and they may be unsuitable for people with certain psychiatric or medical conditions. The feasibility of a treatment that occupies a monitored clinical setting for several hours will also affect cost and access. A medicine taken only once may reduce daily adherence problems, but it requires trained staff and appropriate facilities. A possible new model for antidepressant treatment. Most conventional antidepressants are taken daily and may require weeks before benefit becomes clear. A supervised intervention with effects lasting for months could create a different care model, especially for patients who have not improved sufficiently with existing treatments. The phase 3 result is an important signal, not the final answer. Full publication, replication, and long-term follow-up will determine whether DT120 becomes an approved treatment and whether its benefits remain meaningful outside the controlled environment of a clinical trial. Before we overstate the result, the findings could advance psychedelic medicine toward regulatory review, but full peer-reviewed data, long-term safety, and independent confirmation remain essential. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.